legend, Dope, on Rise FM Breakfast. It's at 10 minutes to 7, 10 past 7. This morning we'll have our kiddies in 60. We are joined by Sisikuku. Sisikuku is a clinical psychologist. Sisikuku, a very good morning to you. I feel like I haven't spoken to you in a long time. So it's such a pleasure to have you with us this morning. And we're talking about having a safe space, right? How important is it for one to have a safe space where you know we're going to see la... I know nobody else is going to hear about it because I trust the person that I am about to share this information with.
Morning, JT, and to your listeners. Indeed, it's been quite a while. You know, I think having a safe space is very, very important because it's what grounds us and it's what contains us and it's what makes us feel comfortable. My worry, though, is that I think over the years, people have been struggling to find comfortable spaces, you know, where they can feel contained, where I know that, you know, I've sent this message, or I have called JT and I've told her this, and it stays with her. And if there's any discomfort now that she has, I know that she's going to come back to me and it will not go to Nondo, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's very, very important. And I think as we are growing older, and I think even for the younger ones, to make sure that we create spaces where we will feel comfortable with the people around us, whether it's being intimate partners, whether it's friendships, or, you know, within our families. But safe spaces are very important for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, something that I'm struggling with, Sisikuku, and perhaps I'm internalizing it, I'm making it about me, even though it isn't about me, is that when somebody says to me, you know, I don't want to talk about it, I feel like then you are saying that I am not your safe space. And when I view you as someone who's very close to me and you say that, then that is a problem for me. How do I accept when a person says, perhaps right now isn't the right time for me to share, but I'll share with you some other time.
And you are correct in feeling that way because it seems, Nasi, you know, when we know people and we are close to them, we want to believe, Uguti, we will be their first point of call when they are going through things. So when they say, Uguti, they are not ready to talk about it, it's like, you don't want to talk to me about it. You don't trust me enough to bring this. And it sort of crushes you and breaks you. So it can go both ways. It could be that the person at the time maybe doesn't trust you to hold whatever she's bringing to you. Or Vele, they are not ready yet. You know, they could be going through some hectic things that Nabo, they haven't processed it themselves. The best thing to do, JT, is to give them time to process it for themselves and open that window for them. So you do inform them, Uguti, I'm here for you anytime you are ready to talk about it. I think we struggle. I think it provokes our issues of rejection when people do that to us in most relationships, you know, so you feel like undermined and devalued, you know, because every relationship that we are in, we want to know that people value us enough to put us first and to put their needs, you know, to us and that they trust us. And I think that's the most important thing. We always want to know, Uguti, Bandu know that you can, a person, you know, a friend, you can always come to me. But because also, you know, as I'm talking to you now, I'm thinking how the way relationships, whether it's intimate, you know, friendships within families, the way that people have lost faith in them. So I'll deal with it myself. And a term that, you know, we hear a lot in our space, you know.
Now, something that someone once shared with me is that, and this is a married person, Atsi, you know, sometimes when your partner, and then you share, you are not sharing because you want your partner to be a problem solver, but you just want to share because, you know, this may be heavy on your shoulders. And something that other people do, majority men, is that they would want to jump in and fix the problem. So how do you share with someone and not expect a person to want to help you?
So firstly, intentionality. So be intentional with the asking of that question and being receptive of whatever, you know. So when you ask someone, don't just ask it for the sake of tambisa skhathi. You ask it and let the person share their experiences. Many of us actually don't mind, not want the solutions, but want to be heard that, yes, my day wasn't so great, or I had a lovely day. What happened? And elaborate. So I think that we need to be intentional in sometimes listening and taking in what people are saying. And if somebody wants then your advice or your guidance, or they will say, do you think I could have done better in responding to JP? You know, do you think I could have done better in managing the kids in this instance? So I think we need to be mindful sometimes of how and what we say to people and the things that they are saying it back to us. And we need to be fully there. A lot of the times we are not fully there, you know, whether it's with our kids and whether it's with our partners. Especially because it's mundane and it's routine, you know, that we get home hours your day and your child had a hectic day. So, and when they keep quiet, know nothing about it, you know, and you just think, oh, when they're ready, they'll tell me. So we need to be fully there and fully present for our people and ask and give advice when it is required of us.
Perfect. Well, that's Usis Kuku. She's a clinical psychologist. Usis Kuku, if there's somebody who would like to book an appointment with you, how do they get in touch with you?
The office number is 060-887-3398-JT.
Thank you so much, Sissy.
Thank you very much.
The Cheslow brothers, hopefully you have a safe space. If you don't have it, perhaps start questioning the types of relationships that you have, eh? Friendships, family, relationships.